Avast, mateys! Arr! We've had a long day of plundering on the high seas. We found the buried treasure, and even took care of the dragon. How did you drive him off anyway?
Oh, I just reconfigured the dilithium matrix to give off a positron pulse.
You're thinking me on the wrong ship, matey. We set out to sea. 'Twas a beautiful day. We planned to pillage and plunder round Chesapeake Bay. Eagerness in our eyes as we left the shore. Just me, two mates, and me. A 3R tour. The ship be a mighty and majestic sight. I wanted playing Plinko on the Price is Right. We keep it fully stocked up with rum and brandy. And we fly the Jolly Rancher because we all like candy. The crew be good seamen, but sometimes they get sore. I keep telling them that's not what the poop deck is for. They be loyal and fierce, although they look a little weird. And I be the captain, you can call me Red Beer. We weren't out long because our map of the seas turned out to be the kids' menu from Applebee's. So we figured maybe we should cut our trip short. We set our sights for the land and headed into port. Now where do we go for swashbuckling fun?
To the Pirate's Tavern, Avast, you scurvy scum!
Where we eat till we're full and drink till we're numb.
It's the Pirate's Tavern, yo-ho!
Now where do we go when the plundering's done?
To the Pirate's Tavern, Avast, you scurvy scum!
We'll have a yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum.
At the Pirate's Tavern, yo-ho!
Arr! Did I ever tell you the story of this tooth? Look at this tooth, man! Did I ever tell... No, not that one! This one! Bicuspid,
idiot! Now the Pirate's Tavern be the place to be. There ain't no finer place for a sea dog like me. In fact, it's the place where all of me mates come for the fun and the soup of the day, which is rum. Be a scourge of the seas or a land-loving failure. Miss Tracy knows how to treat a sailor. So sit at the bar, order whatever you like, and give a yard to Archer and the one-eyed Mike. The grog be pricey, though it fill you with cheer. But the corn be cheap, tis just a buck an ear. So you can come quite often, it will break your bank. But if you don't pay your bill, they make you walk the plank. So this be the place with the piratey things. They got it all here in Long John Silver Springs. For distinguished clientele with more refined taste, it's the place to go if you like semen in your face. Now where do we go for swashbuckling fun?
To the Pirate's Tavern, the best you scurvy scum.
Where we eat till we're full and drink till we're numb.
It's the Pirate's Tavern, yo-ho!
Now where do we go when the plundering's done?
To the Pirate's Tavern, the best you scurvy scum.
So have a yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum.
At the Pirate's Tavern, yo-ho!
Barnacles on a bill drag, you wouldn't believe all the blood. It flooded the entire Pirate's Tavern. No, obviously not this Pirate's Tavern, the one in Newark.
Then one day we met the villainous John Tapper. He approached the tavern with derisive laughter. Said he was there to help, but his lies were vast. If he were a pirate, he'd be Captain Jackass. His crew would cut throats in a couple short weeks. Laid waste to the bar throughout all the antiques. They tore through the tavern like a rowdy lynch mob. And then they did a half-assed remodeling job. All filmed for a new reality show it was. But I don't think that word means what he thinks it does. They bent the truth, and when that wasn't enough, they staged a bunch of things and then just made shit up. They made the place seem like it was teetering on the brink. The best way I can describe it is they spiked our drink. With just enough paint to look good on TV, they sucked the life from the bar and left it dead in the street.
Yes.
Now where do the stuffy white-collar folks eat?
At the Corporate Bar and Grill, yes indeed.
Where we talk about golf and complain about the heat.
At the Corporate Bar and Grill, yes.
Now where do we dine with the social elite?
At the Corporate Bar and Grill, yes indeed.
Don't tip worth a damn, but keep your receipt.
At the Corporate Bar and Grill.
No! After just one day, you sell corporate crap. They shut the place down and brought all their stuff back. And a few days later, they had restored it fully. Because pirates know how to stand up to a bully. So the tavern is back, and it's better than before. I hear the waitstaff doesn't have scurvy anymore. Like a gangrenous limb, the corporate bar was severed. And Juiciano is just as juicy as ever. And what of John Tapper, the reality star? He's still out there somewhere, screwing up another bar. Make no mistake, he's a dog among men. And if the wind favors us, someday we'll meet again. Till then, I got a lot of thinking to do. Of all the different ways that we can run him through. Then we'll strip his bones clean so we can hide him inside as a skeleton on a certain Disney World ride. Now where do we go for swashbuckling fun?
To the Pirate's Tavern, the best you scurvy scum.
Where we eat till we're full and drink till we're numb.
It's the Pirate's Tavern, yo-ho!
Now where do we go when the plundering's done?
To the Pirate's Tavern, the best you scurvy scum.
So have a yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum.
At the Pirate's Tavern, yo-ho!
Now where do we go for swashbuckling fun?
To the Pirate's Tavern, the best you scurvy scum.
Where we eat till we're full and drink till we're numb.
It's the Pirate's Tavern, yo-ho!
Now where do we go when the plundering's done?
To the Pirate's Tavern, the best you scurvy scum.
So have a yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum.
At the Pirate's Tavern, yo-ho!
Yarr! How about another round, lads?
Yarr!
Yes!
Enjoy rounds!
This round